And we are live. Welcome to the Afroverse with me, Hope Ajir. I'm so glad to have you on here. Finally, I'm able to check in with you guys. This one is going to be a very short and sweet episode. Today, I'm just going to discuss what's on my mind, and it's been something that has been ringing and ringing and ringing, and I'd love for you to stay till the end, because at this point, there's some things I just want to discuss, and I also want to hear your opinions. Please feel free to reach out to me on Afroverse at Afroverse Show on Instagram to be able to join the community today to discuss the topics that, you know, are usually on here. Usually, I have guests on here, and they're from Africa and the diaspora, and they usually are discussing amazing things and so many more lined up for you. Sometimes I'm usually discussing topics that cut across Africa and the diaspora, and you guys usually contribute, which is amazing. You guys send voice messages, text messages, and video messages, and I get to be here combining all those and sharing my own opinions, and it's usually beautiful. Today I wanted to discuss the topic that is individuality. How do you preserve yourself throughout life's changes? And is there even a self that needs to be preserved? I think in talking about this, I was just thinking how the world changed so much before the pandemic and how the world is gonna change so much after. But then I also thought we have also changed as people. You know, the backdrop of a whole entire global pandemic going on in the background, I think does something to you as a person. Makes you really think about your priorities. It makes you learn about your fight or flight reflex. Which flavor of a response are you? What's your reflex looking like? Were you the type to wash your hands constantly? Or were you the type that just went out to do clubbing every day? So during that whole thing, it got me thinking about individuality and how do we preserve ourselves? And, you know, especially as life changes and as things happen and as, you know, as life happens. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is different elements that make up individuality. And the first thing I've realized about preserving who you are and just, you know, maintaining your most authentic self throughout everything is the ability to be embarrassed. Like, how open are you to being embarrassed in life? Because I think part of growing and evolving is being able to have shame and being able to just grow and do it regardless of who's watching and who's learning from you. Because I also think people who are older in the community usually sometimes are shy of trying new things because they think, it's just for, you know, I'm too old for it, or I've already done that, been there, done that, that's behind me. No, my friend, if you want to go kayaking, go. I don't even really truly know what kayaking is, but you go kayak, okay? Yeah, you can just be a kayaker. Is it a kayaker? I may have just heavily disappointed the kayaking community. Kayaking feels right, but kayaker feels very, very, very wrong. Anyway, whatever. If you want to be a kayaker, you go be a kayaker or whatever the word is. Regardless of that, you know, it's got me thinking of how right now, I'm so sure after the pandemic, the New Year's resolutions for next year are going to be so juicy. Like, I'm so sure, you know what, screw the memberships for gyms, I know right now people are planning a trip to Bali for meditations. I know you guys are just gonna be out here meditating, you know, screw the muscles, give me mental muscles, because I know these New Year's resolutions are just gonna be so beautiful, because we've changed and the world has changed. And so in doing all that, part of being an individual and growing and maintaining and preserving the things that you know are very important to your core. And I think this is a topic on identity, but it's also a topic on comfort. What gives you comfort and what gives you fulfillment? I think it's identity, but it's also at the same time your purpose and your calling. And what if you don't believe in it, I think cheers. But I think if you do believe in it, you know exactly what I'm trying to say. And I think part of that is, I think, you know, kids, you know, babies, when they're learning how to walk, yes, kids cry full time, but they're not really crying because they're embarrassed of what you think of them as they stumble and fall. No, they're crying because they've graced their cute little knees, you know? And I think in part, when we get older, we lose that ability to have that myopic view of who we are and what we are up to. Instead, we start to look at ourselves from an external lens, and we start looking at ourselves from the audience perspective rather than from the performer. And I think what happens is we start becoming so much more self-conscious. And so I guess this is your weekly reminder to, you know, come on, be embarrassed. If you want to be a kayaker, just go kayak, my friend. You might hurt yourself a bit here and there, but who cares? Imagine, first of all, that's also another thing. Very few people care. And the people that care, they'll be fine also. Imagine they'll be fine if you change. And so preserving your individuality and who you are, I think, requires a certain level of shame. And I think you need to embrace it. Imagine, my friend, nani, just embrace it. Aki, imagine just. And the second thing that I think is very important, you know, in being able to preserve yourself and maintain your individuality, you know, that extra sauce that gives you who you are, I think is taking inventory, taking stock of who you are in terms of who you thought you were and who you think you're gonna be. Because I think a lot of, you know, like when you have clothes to give out, when you have three things to throw out that you've been postponing on or whatever, I think it's the same thing with human beings in our minds. We often don't properly check who we are until something happens that reminds you you're no longer who you thought you were. Let me give you an example, yeah? If you are someone who used to be very, 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 very close to a certain individual or very passionate about a certain hobby, or I don't know, maybe you stopped kayaking. You know, with all this, I think it can be very interesting to learn that you only realize that you've stopped doing these things or that you've started doing new things very late. But if you're very intentional about taking stock of who you are, of taking stock of who you are becoming, you're then able to catch it in real time. I think you're able to embark on opportunities in a very timely fashion, where I think you start to avoid the build-up effect. You know, like if you sense in your heart that you're not supposed to be doing a certain thing, then the longer you wait, the more that build-up effect will happen. Don't let me scare you here. I just think usually the sooner the better in terms of being who you are. And I think it involves heavy inventory. Me, if I had like a store, like a shop, I'd be checking if my rice is still there. Or if I've sold mini packets, I'd be checking how much rice do I have left. And so in the same way, I think we all need to check our you know, the different fragments of who we are, what's changing, what's evolving. Journal, listen to music, talk to your people, do it, and tying it to the first one, do it shamelessly as well. And I think the third thing in terms of maintaining your individuality is giving yourself the liberty to go back and forth certain things. You know, yes, some things are linear, like been there, done that, I can't do it again, my time is over. But when we feel like we can't go back to things we used to like or things we used to enjoy, we sort of rob ourselves of the chance of being our most authentic self. If you know you used to do something or hang out with certain people, there's no padlock. Amma, is there a padlock that I don't know about? There's no padlock. We're very seasonal people. Know what in your life is seasonal and know what in your life is linear. Linear means it's a straight line, yeah? When you move from point A, you go straight to point B, and this, whether you like it or not, there's no coming back. But then there's some things which are seasonal. The leaves fall out and then they grow back, and then they fall out and then they grow back. Like for me, sometimes some things are seasonal, whether I like it or not. Like my ability to hang out around certain people, it's very seasonal. Especially in terms of friendships, or my ability to like certain, I mean, hairstyles, or certain career things. There are some things in my career I know I'll want to do now, but I might not be able to do it next year. And then I come back to it when I'm 40. When I give myself that liberty to do that, oh my God, I feel so free to explore, knowing that I can have like a very clean exit with something. When you feel like the door is open and you can come back to whichever version of yourself, then you even explore in a more rich way. You know, obviously there are parts of who we are which maybe, like addiction, I think that that's a very sensitive one, where you don't want, it's very seasonal, but you don't want to maintain that seasonal nature to it. You don't want to honor that seasonal side of it. You don't want to do it. If you got some drugs to take, I know you better stay off. I mean, but I think it's important just to know what's a healthy thing for you and what's unhealthy. And then for the healthy one, if it's seasonal, don't put too many padlocks. Just be easy, man. Don't stress yourself. Come on. the world needs you not stressed. And so I don't know if you needed to hear it. I know I've been thinking about it, especially looking around and seeing what my people are dealing with. And like at my point in life, I'm seeing people of all ages in my life deal with maintaining who they are and learning about even what makes up the self that they're trying to maintain. And in looking at all that, I wanted to just share it today and to send you so much love and light, man. Imagine, just have a beautiful week. This is coming out on a Monday. And whenever, you know, however you're listening to this, I just thank you for listening. And I implore you to listen to the previous episodes. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please subscribe so that you can stay tuned to future episodes. And please follow Afroverse at Afroverse Show on Instagram and TikTok to stay tuned to the questions that I usually send out, where you can contribute as a feature on the podcast with your voice, video, or text message. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Afroverse, the home of everything life, laughter, and living in the African universe. And until next time, bye-bye.